Underground coal gasification involves drilling thousands of feet below the surface into deep coal seams and then igniting them and capturing the gases that are produced. It's been touted as clean coal technology and a way to recover otherwise uneconomic deposits. But there's only one commercial facility in the world, and some past test projects in Wyoming haven't gone well. David Camp is with the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, one of the agencies that was involved in test projects in Campbell County in the 1970s.
From an environmental point of view, our Hoe Creek site turned into a mess.
Camp says the mistakes at Hoe Creek, which is about 20 miles from Gillette, resulted in groundwater contamination and sinkholes. A multi-million dollar, decades-long cleanup project is still wrapping up. But Camp says the technology is site-specific and has come a long way since then.
And if you choose a good site and operate properly, you will not contaminate valuable or protected groundwater supplies. You will leave a small amount of contamination locally in your process area.
Link Energy's test project is supposed to show regulators that it's able to live up to that promise. The company says their process is proven and safe, but not everyone is convinced. The coal Link wants to burn is in an aquifer that would be contaminated by the process, and then, Link says, cleaned up. Shannon Anderson is an attorney for the Powder River Basin Resource Council. She says those promises are just that, promises.
Underground coal gasification is a very unproven technology. There's lots of concerns about both containment of that contamination during the process, and then also after the process is complete, what does the aquifer look like? And can you restore that aquifer back to its pre-gasification conditions, which is a requirement of state law?
But the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality thinks it can be done. The agency recently issued a permit exempting the aquifer Link wants to mine from the protections of the Safe Drinking Water Act. The Resource Council challenged that permit, which landed them in front of the Environmental Quality Council.
Docket number 13-4804, Link Energy Operations, Inc.
In a basement room at the Hirschler Building in Cheyenne, teams of attorneys representing the state, Link, and the Resource Council assembled to present evidence and call witnesses. The state went first, arguing that Link's project would not irreversibly damage the Wyodak aquifer. The DEQ's Don Fisher testified that the exemption applies only to a small portion of the aquifer, in a part not currently used for drinking water.
They basically asked for about an 80-acre surface area exemption at a depth of about 1,100 feet.
Fisher said the aquifer isn't suitable as a water supply because of its depth and yield. But on cross-examination, he acknowledged that the state hasn't actually done an analysis of its potential future use, saying DEQ is only required to consider current use when granting an exemption. Anderson, with the Powder River Basin Resource Council, says that's problematic, especially considering the water challenges facing the region.
You know, the future use and potential of this aquifer is, we think, pretty substantial. You know, we have in Wyoming very limited sources of water. You know, we are an arid, dry state, and, you know, we firmly believe that we've got to save what we've got.
But the EQC ultimately rejected the Resource Council's arguments and voted 6-1 to uphold the aquifer exemption. It now goes to the Federal Environmental Protection Agency for its approval. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Joyce.